Hey guys, it's Afi Pittman, aka author of Faith, and welcome back to the 90 Days of Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. And today's confession is I bounce back from mistakes. So the scripture that supports this is Proverbs 24 and 16. And it says, for though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again. But the wicked stumble when calamity strikes. So this confession is for you. It's especially for you if you've ever been at a point, or if you are currently at a point in your life where you're like, I blew it and there's no coming back from that. Or if so-and-so found out what I did, they would disown me. They'd probably tell everybody. I may as well just be an outcast in my community, to society, whoever knows me. I blew it and that's it. That's it. There's no coming back. Well, I want to tell you that when it comes to the Lord, when you walk with the Lord, yes, you have to accept the consequences. You have to accept the consequences for the things that you have done. That's a natural progression of life. There's an action and a reaction or a consequence. But when it comes to walking with the Lord, there is nothing that you can do that is going to separate you from Him unless you just turn away from Him and you say, no, I don't want your salvation or your love. I don't want your forgiveness. And the scripture says, righteous people fall seven times or many times. They fall over and over again. But when the wicked stumble, that's it. You're done. So really the only way that you can be done is if you're just evil and you just want nothing to do with God. But if you are a righteous person, meaning you are trying, you're striving to live your life to be right with God, not self-righteous, not, you know, look at me, I'm good and this person is not, but you are striving to be in right standing with God, when you fall, you will get back up. So to bounce back from mistakes, you have to remember this. It's not so much how you screwed up. Again, you have to deal with the consequences of your actions and your mistakes. You have to deal with that. Sometimes the Lord will allow you to not feel the full impact of them. Sometimes He will. And, you know, there's various shades of that in between. So you have to deal with the consequences. But what matters most is what you do after you fall. Are you going to get back up? And are you going to keep going? Because if you are, what matters most is your commitment to life after your mistake. So again, today's confession is I bounce back from mistakes. And remember to confess your way to success. And don't forget to join in tomorrow for your daily confession.